This is Carolyn Fox of Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight, and tonight, Marina V is joining us after hours. Marina.
Yay. After hours.
After hours, that's right. You can let your hair down, your long red hair, and share a little bit more than maybe you told us in the interview that went on the air.
All right, the F words are coming out.
Feel free.
No.
do what you must.
I must curse.
I want to talk to you about your voice because you have a beautiful, clear, crystalline high voice.
Thank you. My singing voice, not my speaking. My speaking voice is goofy, but but thank you.
Speaking voice is fine, but the singing voice is truly remarkable.
Thank you so much.
And you use it for some very interesting. You get very emotional in some of the songs. You're very good at communicating emotion.
Thank you for saying that.
Yeah.
I try.
Very clear.
Thank you. I really, you know, I just love doing what I do. I don't often even think about how I'm doing it. Just whatever feels right and whatever hopefully will convey what I'm feeling. And thank you for saying that. It means a lot.
You also have some interesting choices on your new CD, My Star. You do a cover of a Guns N' Roses tune.
Yes.
You do Don't Cry.
Yes, ma'am.
It's a little different from when they do it.
A little different. What I wanted, you know, this song was my childhood favorite, and I grew up with this. And actually, every Russian of my generation loves that song. It's actually the song when I played for the Russian audience, I get a standing ovation. Seriously. It's for some reason more connecting to Russians in the 90s than to Americans, because it was a big hit here too.
Oh yeah.
But not somehow the emotional connections for the Russians and for me personally, that's why I put it on my album. I love that song. And I thought it would be kind of fun to do it almost, you know, from a girl's perspective.
Sure, absolutely. What is your process when you go to write a song?
Usually it starts most of the time out of nowhere. And those things usually happen when I'm either in the shower or when I'm driving. I don't know why those two things trigger. Maybe because there's nothing really going on. I don't know. But usually it starts with a little melody in those two places, occasionally elsewhere, but for some reason the driving especially. And then sometimes it's just like, oh, what was that? Like what just happened in my head? And then if it sticks with me, sometimes it disappears and I never remember it again. And sometimes it just keeps coming back. And those usually are the ones that I know they are meant to develop or to be born into something else.
Yeah.
And that's when I usually start thinking about, like, that feels... And sometimes it comes together with the lyric. I don't really know. It just happens. It usually just kind of sits in my head for a while, kind of stews there for a while. And then eventually I take it to the piano and I try to figure out the rest of it.
Wow.
And then I usually call my co-writer, and we usually work on the lyrics together.
And your co-writer is?
My secret husband, Nick Baker. Very secret. Do not tell anybody.
This is only after hours.
Yes. You're not recording this, are you?
No. Well, maybe.
The big red button, right?
Ignore that on the air sign. Yeah. Means nothing. Means nothing.
Yeah, so we usually write songs together, and he's a brilliant lyricist, and we just seem to pull out the best little pieces of music and lyrics out of each other. And he always, you know, if he thinks I'm coming up with something cheesy, he'll tell me. Or if he thinks like, wow, I really like this, you know, definitely he encourages me sometimes. Because I'm not sometimes like, I don't know about this. Like, what do you think? And he would honestly tell me what he thinks. So he's really kind of my sounding board, which I think is, for me, he's been a huge, huge piece of my world, my music world.
Yeah, always good to have someone to bounce it off of.
I think so, but it will work differently. I mean, you know who Diane Warren is, right? The famous songwriter. She usually writes by herself in her own, and you know, never wow. just always by herself. She actually, and she obviously does a great job, but I think it's just, for me, I've written a few songs by myself, don't get me wrong, but I prefer working with Nick.
Is he really your husband?
Yes, he is. Okay. Yes, he is.
But I won't tell anyone, I promise.
That's right, thank you.
I just had to ask.
Keep it on the down low.
And I know you have a Paul McCartney connection, but I don't quite know what it is.
Paul McCartney connection? I wish. No, I do have with me here my Beatle bag, but I am a huge Paul McCartney fan, and I do know several people who know him quite well, and I'm just one step away from meeting my idol, and I'm a huge McCartney fan.
Oh. One of the friends out there, if you're listening, you should be connecting her. Hook a sister up. Make
Although I will probably be one of those crazy fans who just looks at McCartney and passes out from happiness.
Well, didn't you see him like at Amoeba one day or something?
Yes. Yeah. I was very lucky. I was one of a few hundred people that was at Amoeba Records. Was it 3 years ago or 4 years ago in Hollywood? And he did a full-length performance, or at least an hour. What was it? It felt like this the most amazing time. Wow. And I grew up in Russia, in Moscow. And for us, the Beatles were like a distant dream, really almost surreal, unreal, something just you can't touch. And there he was, literally a few steps away from me, singing Let It Be. That was just
magic.
It was you can't even describe that. It felt incredible.
Wow. Did you get to shake hands afterward?
Nope.
Okay, like a real show.
But he was close, and you know, I don't really necessarily, I mean, of course it would be incredible to meet him, and from what I hear, he is an amazing human being, but just seeing him perform those songs in that rather intimate for him environment, it was really, you know, the songs that we all love and we all grew up with, and they all mean so much to each one of us. And for me, I learned English by translating a lot of the Beatles lyrics.
Very interesting.
That was really something that propelled me.
When you're not out on the road, when you're not recording with your secret husband, writing songs and recording them, who do you like to listen to?
Of new music, I'm a really big fan of One Republic and Muse. And then there are a lot of artists who, like, I like listening to a Taylor Swift song here and there. I probably wouldn't listen to the whole album straight, but, you know, I put it on and I enjoy a lot of one-off songs from different artists. You kind of get like the best of everyone.
Mm-hmm.
I really love that.
For your most recent CD, your new one, My Star.
Yes.
You raised the funds to make that album in a very interesting way. Tell us about that.
I basically went to my fans and I said, I need money to record my album. And I consider myself a successful artist because I don't have to wait tables for a living. I actually make a living doing music, and I'm very proud of that. But recording albums costs a lot of money, and I wanted to involve my fans as well and make them feel like they're part of my world. And it was great because I ended up having the money to record an album with a wonderful producer, Guy Eras. He produced Gypsy Kings and Ryan Cabrera and a bunch of artists for CBS Records. But more importantly, I feel like I got what I've been really wanting. I up until My Star, I'd never recorded with one producer for the whole album. We did a couple of songs with one guy, a couple of songs with another guy in this studio and that studio. And for My Star, we did really from A to Z everything we did in Guy's studio. And I really feel we got the sound that I was looking for, and I'm really proud. But without my fans sponsoring it, I wouldn't have been able to achieve that, so I'm ridiculously grateful to them.
How did you find it working with one producer for the entire album? Did you think that it helped you have a more cohesive vision for the entire project?
Yes, exactly. I've always wanted to make an album because before then, I have a few albums out already, but they were all more almost like a collection of songs. They were, like I mentioned, with different producers and different studios at different time of my life. And with My Star, I just wanted to have that, like, that one sound. And I feel I've achieved that. I'm really proud of this record.
Yeah, you have beautiful songs on this
record.
Oh,
thank you.
And that voice. My heaven, that voice. Well, I want to thank you for joining me after hours. This has been Marina V, joining Carolyn Fox.
Thank you so much for having me. Oh, I forgot to curse.
Ah, damn.
Thank you for doing it for me.